Well, back in the day, we said, imagine a great city, and now we are seeing the results of the hard work of thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs and citizens and risk takers who believe in the vision. And what we're doing here today is something that's not being done anywhere else in the United States. The use of private sector dollars with public sector dollars to revitalize not only the transportation infrastructure of our community, the entire metro area, but really a great shot in the arm to redeveloping the Central Platte Valley and beyond what we call Lodo. So it's a great tribute to everybody here in the Denver metropolitan area.
There wasn't a lot here back in the day. It was a lot of fields and empty warehouses.
That's right. This was called the Central Platte Valley. It was about 600 acres of undeveloped land in the city. Like a lot of inner cities around the country, everyone has these parcels. But back in 1982, in my first campaign speech, after I announced my candidacy, I said we should redevelop the Central Platte Valley. And people looked at me and said, what are you talking about? but the point is, people believed. And the other point is that every successive administration since I left office has continued the work and the vision and the progress. And it takes that kind of continuity to see these big projects done, because they don't happen overnight. And we celebrate today, and people who are new to Denver say, wow, this is nice. But what they don't realize is this took 30 years to get done. So it takes constancy, it takes persistence, it takes vision, hard work, and never giving up.
Visionaries, that's what I'm stuck on right now. It takes people with vision to see beyond what we can see in our ordinary eyes. Almost 30 years ago, it was visions of KUVO and KVJZ that came to fruition. So it's wonderful to see people like you and others who have the vision that we can't see and now seeing the fruits of the labor.
Yeah, and now it's up to this generation to have a new vision for the rest of the century.
Exactly.
And we're beginning to see it with this new station. And by the way, if people have not seen Chestnut and 17, a lot of people don't even know there's a Chestnut Street, right?
Right.
They should come down here, and they would be in awe of all the developments, the new buildings, the restaurants, and it will continue to grow beyond, and it's now headed east. But that's growth and that's progress, and it's that kind of vision that our leaders today need to continue.
Yes.
Federico Pena, former mayor of Denver and Secretary of Transportation and Energy, now in the private sector with Vesta Capital Partners. So, private life, a little more normal. Do you miss the cheering crowds of public life?
Well, this morning we had a great time with 300 or 400 people in the audience talking about the vision of our ancestors. So remember that decades ago, it was entrepreneurs who said, we need to build a rail line from Denver to Wyoming so Denver is not left isolated in the railroad transportation system. And it was the vision of Mayor Spear, who started the City Beautiful movement. And it was the vision of Mayor Stapleton, who built, remember that airport? way out.
Oh, but, do I remember.
But when he was mayor, people said, you're crazy to build an airport 6 miles away from the city. And they called it Stapleton's Folly. But it became the sixth busiest airport in America.
Yes.
And then when I was mayor, we continued that vision. And now Mayor Hancock and Governor Hickenlooper. And that is really what it takes, building on the vision. This is the Queen City of the Plains for a reason.
I love that.
Because no other city in this region has been able to do what we've been able to do. We are the shining diamond in the Eastern Plains. And it's because of courage and determination and risk-taking and a lot of entrepreneurs and business people who put their capital to work here at great risk, who believed in this vision that we now celebrate today. So we just simply have to continue it.
Amen.
Federico Pena, thank you for dropping by. It's a great day for Denver.
You're welcome. Let's hear it to KUVO. Oasis in the City.
There you go.
I love it.